Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Bradbury back on the show. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Six Secrets to Startup Success. He's an investor. He's a consultant. He helps people just like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace, whatever stage we are in our business. And he's gracious enough to share his wisdom with us on a regular basis, and we soak it up whenever he joins us. John Bradbury, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Good morning. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you. Good to have you back, John, as always. You want to talk about entrepreneurship today, and that's one of my favorite topics, and as you can imagine. And I wanted you to tell the audience what you've been thinking about lately with regard to the condition of entrepreneurship, the state of being an entrepreneur, or maybe even at the startup level. What do you think?
Well, one of the things I've been seeing, Jim, is, you know, I've had a lot of exposure to students in the past few months, students who are getting ready to graduate from college, thinking about what they want to do with their lives. And as you know, there are a lot of students these days who want to be in the startup world. They have ideas. They may be technologists or engineers or somebody who
I don't blame them. I don't blame them because of the job situation.
Exactly. Exactly. They tend to invest a lot, or their parents invest a lot in their education. And the very real question: how to get the return. But they also have passion. Many of them have ideas about how to make the world a better place. So there's a major, set of initiatives these days around social entrepreneurship. It's wonderful to see. But because of that, I've been involved in some programs or sessions where we're talking with students and with young graduates about things like innovation, things like startups, and the world of how you take an idea and turn it into something valuable. Mm-hmm. And so, one of the things
something,
I've noticed lately...
Something that people will pay for, right? Because this is important. An idea or ideas and causes are exciting, but as you point out in your work, they're commodities too, aren't they?
I really think so. I think these days, because the barriers to entry for almost any product set these days is lower and lower. We live in a world where smart, creative people can. We all have access to information and knowledge as never before. It's the same information, and ideas can be shared and are shared worldwide instantaneously. Yep. They're borrowed upon, they're built upon by others. And so this issue of, once ideas become a commodity, and in some ways I think even innovation becomes a commodity in the sense that you can buy technologies, you can copy technology, you can borrow the best of what's out there. When that happens, the way I think of it, to use an old school example, is that ideas are like seeds. And just as in the old-fashioned hardware store, you walk in there, there are lots of seeds everywhere you look. You can buy seeds for any conceivable crop or flower or fruit. Innovation is really more about taking that seed and turning it into an opportunity means you have to go out, you have to till the soil, you have to know something about what you're doing and bring some ingredients together to get that plant out of the ground so that it actually bears fruit. It's a different set of activities. And I tell students that entrepreneurship is really about running the entire farm. Mm-hmm. If you really think about what's required to take that seed and move it to the point where it is food on the table of someone who is finding it very valuable, and there's an economic exchange there. That's what entrepreneurship is about. And the reason I make that point so often is that success is rarely about your idea. You know, success is about execution, about getting things done, and it requires a very broad set of activities and skill sets.
Just now, the good news in all of this is that in the United States, at least, even if somebody else does have your idea and they beat you to market with it, that doesn't mean that you can't find your niche with that idea, different from the other's niche. And I wanted to throw that idea in there as we go to the break. We're going to be right back, folks, with our good friend John Bradbury. We're going to talk some more about the nature of entrepreneurship as we find it today. Right back. Stay with us. 2010.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.